Govindam Madhipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. We are worshipping the original person, Adipurusam. Original person, as we are all persons, our origin also a person. We should always understand this. Adipurusam, the same example. Unless my forefather was a person, how his son, I am the last. We are all persons. So, the original father, the supreme father, or God, or Krishna, must be a person, not impersonal. We should always remember. Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. So, Sukadeva Goswami is recommending that either you go through this austerity process, brahmacharya, sama, dama, titikha, dana, satta, saucha, jam, nyam, so many items. Either you go through this process to come to the platform of your spiritual understanding, or kechit, those who are fortunate, kechit kevalaya bhaktya, the same result is often. Sometimes other people, the so-called yogis, jnanis, kurmis, or followers of religious, ritualistic ceremonies, they think, how it is possible that these Hare Krishna people have become so quickly self-realized simply by chanting Hare Krishna, without undergoing so many processes. That is the gift of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, seeing Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, the same person. Krishna is Supreme Person, and Lord Chaitanya is the same Supreme Person, but he is teaching us how to approach the Supreme Person. Just like sometimes my disciple massaging my body, I take his hand and show him, do like this. Actually, I am not massaging, but I am teaching. It is not that I am massaging him. Similarly, when Krishna comes as a devotee in Lord Chaitanya, he shows the way how to approach Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prima Pradaya. Lord Chaitanya was worshipped by Rupa Goswami as the greatest magnificent personality or incarnation, because he was distributing Krishna Prema, love of Krishna, very easily, so that this system was acceptable even by a child. So easy, by simply chanting and dancing. Here, Sukadeva Goswami says, kechit. Kechit means some fortunate person. It is not for all. for general people, one has to undergo the regular process of austerity. But one who knows, or one who is fortunate to have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his disciplic succession, such person, Kechit, someone, as in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, manusyanam sahasreshu, out of many thousands, hundreds of thousands, men, manusyanam, especially it is said manusya. Manusya means human being. Manusyanam sahasreshu. God realization is not meant for the animals. Or persons who are almost animals, or animals in the shape of human being, animals. At the present moment, in the shape of human being, the population is animal, assembly of animals, because they do not know beyond the animal propensities. The animal propensity is, the animal is busy all day. The bird or any beast, rising early in the morning, they are busy where there is some food, where there is some sex, how to defend, then at night how to take shelter and sleep. They have got their own arrangement. In the morning they know that in that tree there are some fruits, let us go there. So they fly, ahara, eating. As we go to office in this New York City, thousands of people are coming from other islands by the ferry boat, waiting for the bus, going to the office. What is the purpose? The purpose is, where is food? The bus are also going. So you have made ferry boat and nice, so many, not nice, very nice, it is crowded always. But you have to come for your bread, you have to go 50 miles, 40 miles. But the birds are free to fly from one tree to another tree without any bus, without any ferry boat. So the problem, eating, sleeping, mating, these problems are there amongst the living entities other than human being. Other than human being, there are many. If you take a census of the living entities in different categories, how many human beings are there in this city, how many sparrows are there, how many pigeons are there, how many dogs are there, how many trees are there, how many insects are there, they are all living entities. The number of other than human beings will be far, far greater. Their votes will be smaller in number. If the municipality, city, or the government said everyone can vote, all living entities, then your vote will be lost, because you are very small in number. Other living entities, they are very great. Even from the holes of your room, many thousands of ants will come. They are also living entities. Why do I say that they are not living entities? They are living. They are also eating. You are also eating. They are also sleeping. You are also sleeping. They are also mating, you are also mating. They are also defending the small ants. They are defending. They enter into the hole of your room. You do not know where the ants live, but they defend. You cannot capture them. So these policies, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, they are all in living entities. That is the general law for every living entity. So if you are simply engaged in this eating, sleeping, mating and defending, then what is the difference? That is the defect of modern civilization. If you think that we have very scientifically running on so many slaughterhouses, eating purposes, so that is not advancement of civilization. In that sense, a tiger is better situated. He hasn't got to keep a slaughterhouse. By nature, he has got nails and jaws immediately attack and finish. So, these things are not advancement of civilization. Real civilization is how to understand your relationship with God, the Supreme Father. That is real civilization. You may learn it through any process. It doesn't matter. You learn your relationship with the Supreme Father through his Christianity, that's all right. Or through Vedic process, that's all right. Or Mohammedan Quran process, that's all right. But you learn it. Our Krishna consciousness movement is not that we are out to make Christians Hindus or Hindus Christian or Mohammedans. No, our propaganda is not that. Our propaganda is that you are human being. Your business is to understand your relationship with God. That's all. You learn it. Anywhere you learn it. But you learn it. Otherwise you are simply wasting your time by animal propensities. So you are nobody's enemy. You are everyone's friend. Because we are showing the right way. Try to love Krishna or God. That's all. If you have got in your own process, do it. Otherwise, please come to us, learn it. Why one should grudge? Nichado puttama vidya sriratnam duskuladavi. Chanakapani says that you have to catch up the right thing from any source. It doesn't matter. He gives example. Vishadapi amritam grahyam. If there is a pitcher of poison, but if there is some nectarine over the pitcher, you catch it. Take it. Don't take the poison, but take the nectar. Amidhyadapi kanchana. If you find that in a filthy place there is some gold, take it away. You are not to take the filthy stool, but you take the gold. Nichado puttama vidya. Nicha. According to Vedic system, education has to be taken from high class intellectual person, like the Brahmins. But if you find that a person who is not a Brahmin, is less than a Brahmin, or even lower caste, but if he has got some nice education, just accept him as your teacher and learn. Not that because he is low born or not Brahmin, I shall not take the education from you. The point is that you have to take the education. And Sriratnang Duskuladapi. In India, still, the marriage takes place in equal family. The boy and the girl must be equally rich, equally cultured, equally educated, equality. They find out, even by horoscope, they test whether their astronomical calculations are also equal, so that after marriage they may not be unhappy. So many things they are taken care of by the parents, and the marriage takes place. It is not that in youthful age the boy and girl mixes and no, there are so many. But these things are now gone. So the point is that they were calculating, especially to accept a girl from a family, it must be equal. But Chanakapandit says that if a girl is well qualified, Sri Ratna. Sri Ratna means, Ratna means jewel. If a girl is just like jewel, very qualified, even she is born in low family, except. Nichada Puttama Vidya Sri Ratna Duskuladapi. Duskuladapi means long, born of low family. Never mind. Don't care for her parentage. If she is qualified, accept. There are many instances. Similarly, if you are serious about understanding God, don't consider that I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. Why shall I go this? Why shall I hear from Swamiji? If you are serious about understanding God and love to love God, then here is the nicest process. That is practical. There is no question of grudging. Why shall I go there? They are following some Hindus' Vedic scripture. No. There is no question of Vedic scripture. Our business is how to love God. That's all. Just like many students come here to take higher education, as there is no consideration, then why shall I go to America or Germany? They are different people. I don't take higher education. No. Everyone goes. Similarly, if there is nice process to understand God, to approach God, you should take it. Don't be grudging. Take it. It'll be benefited. Kevalaya bhaktya. So, kechit, not all. Someone who is intelligent, bhagwan, fortunate, they take to this process. Kevalaya bhaktya. Our process is Kevalaya bhakta. Kevalaya means pure devotional service. No other adulteration or amalgamation. No. Simply to serve Krishna. This is the program. From early morning at 4 o'clock till night 10 p.m. they are all engaged in Krishna's service. This is called Kevalaya. They have no other business. So, this process is recommended for all. That is the perfection of all religious process. Sabai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti adhokkari. That is first class religion. Sabai punsa paro dharma. Paro means transcendental. There are two things, paro and aparo, superior and inferior, material and transcendent. There are material dharmas, religious process. for some material gain. Generally, people go to church, go to temple, some material gain. Just like in your church, you pray, God give us our daily bread. So daily bread is a material gain. So these gain is already settled up. You'll get your bread. Just like the birds and beasts, they are getting their bread without going to the church. They do not go to the church for asking God, give us our daily bread. The bread is there in the tree. They go and take as much bread as they like. Similarly, your bread is also settled up. Either you go to the church or not go to the church. That is not a problem. Nobody is dying on the street out of starvation. When you find somebody is lying dead on the footpath, the cause is somebody have shot him down or by some other means he is killed. But you know, you'll not find either a bird or a beast or an ant or a human being died of starvation. Never. The food is already there. Don't bother. If you have to bother, if you have to tax your brain, just do it for Krishna, for God. That is proper utilization of your time. Bread is already there. There is no scarcity of bread in the kingdom of God. Tasyaiva hi ta prajati ta kovida na labhate jad bhramatam parajad. Bhagavad says, one should try for that thing which is not available by traveling all over the universe. What is that? This is kevalaya bhaktya. Simple, pure devotion. That is one thing. Nothing is scarcity. Everything is complete by the grace of God for everyone. Just like even in jail, the government supplies sufficient food. But why people come into the jail? Because they are not honest, dishonest, criminal. Food is outside jail, inside jail. But what is the difference inside and outside? Inside jail, the men are criminals. Outside jail, they are not criminals. They are lawful. Similarly, there is spiritual world and material world. And everywhere God is providing food, either in the spiritual world or material world, for everyone. Eka bhunam vidudhati kaman. The Vedas say that one person, supreme person, is supplying food to these many living entities, bhunam. Eka bahunang vidudhati kama. So, for fulfillment of your material desires, you need not go to God. That arrangement is already there. But because we are foolish, we think, not only think, sometimes are put into difficulty by the laws of nature, starvation. Just like if you eat more, and then next 2 days you cannot eat, you have to starve. Similarly, the difficulty in this material world is that we take more than what we need. Therefore, we have created problems. Otherwise, there is sufficient supply from God's side. There is no scarcity, no problem. We have created problems. Just like in your country, sometimes I am heard that you throw away grains, thousands of tons of grains in the water. That means you have enough food. But there are countries who are starving. So it could be adjusted by sending this food instead of throwing it in the water. They could be sent to the starving countries, but people will not do that. The point is, from God's arrangement, there is enough food within this planet. There is enough land, enough food producing, prospect. But we have arranged in such a way that in one part the people are suffering and one part they are throwing the grains in the water. This is not God's arrangement. This is our arrangement. Therefore the problems are created by men. The so-called politicians, they create problems. Either by nature ways, by God's way, everything is complete. Purnamidam purnamada purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. This is Vedic song. God is complete. His creation is complete. His arrangement is complete. Simply we are creating disturbance. Therefore, the real education to stop this disturbance is to make people Krishna conscious, God conscious. Then all problems will be solved. Otherwise, by passing resolution in the United Nations, it is not possible. You do not know how to solve the problems. That is being discussed. Here, Sukadeva Goswami, in right place, he says, kevalaya vakta, simply by pure devotional service. Kevala. Only. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudev parayana. And who can do kechit, that person, who is that person? That is not ordinary person. That is vasudev parayana. One who is devoted to Lord Krishna. Vasudev means Krishna. Vasudev, not others. Not demigod parayana, Vasudeva parayana. Demigod parayana, you cannot do that. Therefore it is particularly mentioned Vasudeva parayana, whose business is only to satisfy Lord Vasudeva, Krishna. Such person. They can solve all the problems simply by taking to pure, unalloyed devotional service. Kevalaya bhakta. Abhang dhunnanti. We create trouble for our sinful activities. Just I have already explained. There is enough food, but I gather more food, I stock it, to make business so that when there is less supply, the price will increase and I shall sell at that time. This is my process. This is going on as economic development. There is grain. By God's arrangement, sufficient grain. But I am a man, I have got some influence. I have got some money. And I go to the bank. Sir, I want to purchase 100,000 millions of dollars worth of wheat. So I have got $10,000. Please give me loan. Bank gives me loan. He purchases. He stocks it somewhere. Nobody knows. And the price is increased. There is scarcity. Actually, there is no scarcity. But it is so-called economic law, man-made law, that creates scarcity. From God's side, there is no scarcity. Sufficient supply, more than what you need. But how this man can be checked from this evil propensity to gather money and stock unnecessarily? In India, in 1942, they created artificial famine by this process. Big men, they collected rice. The rice was selling at 6 rupees per month. All of a sudden, within a week, it came to 50 rupees per month. I've seen it. No rice was available in the market. People were hungry. They were purchasing. But the beauty is, one American gentleman was at that time present. He remarked that people are starving in this way. In our country, there would have been revolution. Yes. But the people of India are so trained that in spite of creating this artificial famine, they did not commit any theft, stealing others' property. They died peacefully. Of course, this is a single instance, but the thing is that the problems are created not by God. It's created by us. Just like in the my German godbrother, he said that during the First World War, perhaps some of you know, the politician created war, and there was war. So people went to church. People means all women. Because men were all in the reactive field. So they prayed, my brother may come back, my husband may come back, my son may come back, but nobody came back. And they all became atheists. Oh, there is no God. But the thing is that God does not say that you create war, create problem, and for solution of the problem you come to me. No, you have created your problems and you have to take the result. But still, one who takes to the shelter of Krishna, God, his problems are solved. That's a fact. Here it is stated, kechit kevalaya bhaktya. Somebody who, vasudeva parayana, those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness. Vasudeva means Krishna. Narayana Parayana. Vasudeva Parayana. These words are there in the Vedic language. In another place you will find Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojite Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnananca Jad Ahitakam. If you apply your devotional service to Vasudeva, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Vasudeva is the Supreme Personality of God, Bhagavati. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojite. If you engage yourself in devotional service to Vasudeva, then the result will be Janayati Asu. Asu means very soon, without delay. Janayati, generated. Janayati asu vairagyam. Vairagyam means knowledge. by which one becomes detached from this material allurement. That is called vairagya. Simply by employing yourself in devotional service, you get the highest knowledge. That is vairagya. Without vairagya, jnanancha. Jnan and vairagya. Jnan means knowledge, and vairagya means detachment. This is required in this human form of life. As soon as you get right knowledge that I am spirit soul, I am not anything of this material world, somehow or other, I have been in contact with this material world, and because I have desire to enjoy this material world in different capacities, therefore I am transmigrating from one type of body to another type. And I do not know since when this system began, but it's still going on. This is called knowledge. To understand one's constitutional position and how he is suffering in this material world. That is called knowledge. Now, that perfection of knowledge comes when one becomes Vasudeva Parayana. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bohunam Janmanavante Jnanaman Manga Parpadate. After many, many births, sufferings, or cultivation of knowledge, when one comes to the right point, at that time he becomes Vasudeva Parayana. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudullava. One who understands the Vasudeva is everything. He is the cause of everything. Sarvakarana Karma Samahatma Sudullava. That kind of Mahatma, you are asking yesterday about some Mahatma's instruction. But we are talking of this Mahatma, who is Vasudeva Parayana. He is perfect Mahatma. So, the Mahatma, as it is said, it is kevalaya bhaktya, kechit kevalaya bhakta Vasudeva Parayana. Similarly, Vasudeva Parayana means Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatmasudha, one who has known perfectly well that Krishna, Vasudeva, is the source of everything. Samahatmasudullava. Such kind of Mahatma is very rare. You can find out so-called Mahatma with great beard, master chest, but that is different Mahatma. That is not Mahatma. They are sometimes duratma, because they want to encroach upon the rightful position of Krishna. They want to become one with Krishna. Suppose if there is servant in your office, and if he tries to occupy your seat, would you like him? If you understand that this servant is trying to occupy my seat, similarly, any living entity who is trying to become God, he is not very much liked by God. He cannot become God, but this very endeavor to become God, to become a competitor of God, is not very much liked. That person is stated in the Bhagavad Gita as Dishata, envious. Tanahang Dishata Kuran Kipami Ajastra Andhajonish. Such persons, envious persons, are put into the hellish condition of life. They are envious of God's position. They want to occupy high position in this material world. And when they are frustrated, they think, now I shall occupy the position of God. But that will be also frustrated. Nobody can become God. God is God. A living entity is a living entity. He is supreme. He is infinite. We are infinite Sriman. Our position is to serve God. That is our perfect position. That will make us happy. Not otherwise. Not by imitating how to become God. That is impossible. How you can become God? Jasaika nishasita kalam athavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. There are innumerable universes. And within the breathing period of Mahavishnu, so many universes are coming out by exhaling. And when he inhales, so many universes are dissolved within his body. So how we can become God? God is not so cheap. Samahatma Sudullama, one who is actually advanced in knowledge, Mahatma, who has accepted Vasudeva, Krishna, as the Supreme. Here it is also said that Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana Aghang Dhunanti. They exterminate all kinds of resultant reaction of sinful activity. Aghang Dhunanti. How it is? Now Krishna, Vasudeva personally says also that you surrender unto me. Sarva dhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. You give up everything, all other occupation, you simply surrender unto me. Aham tva sarva papibha. This Agham Dhunlanti, he destroys all kinds of resultant activities of sinful life. Not he does. It is done by Krishna. He says, Aham tva sarva papibha. I will help you. I will release you from all kinds of reaction. You simply surrender. Therefore, Vasudeva Parayana, one is devoted and simply engages in devotional service. Aghang Dhunanti, immediately, he causes disappearance of all sinful action. How? The example is given. Aghang Dhunanti Katsnena, wholesale, immediate. How? Niharam Iva Bhaskara. Just like fog is immediately. I mean, it's moved simply by sunrise. Just like this is night, darkness. In the morning, as soon as there will be sunrise, there will be no more darkness. Immediately. All thousands and millions of minds of darkness immediately move. So try to make Krishna Surya, the sun, Krishna, rise in your heart and everything will be solved. Thank you very much.
When you were speaking, you started to ask, you stated to check for the people who are holding those grains, that economic procedure to produce famine. What is the way to check them is to keep them?
To make them Krishna conscious. If he knows that these grains belong to Krishna, why I'm throwing it? There are so many living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna. Let me distribute it. That is Krishna consciousness. But he is thinking it is mine. These grains are mine. I am the proprietor. This is due to lack of Krishna consciousness. If he knows that everything belongs to Krishna, then he will not misuse it. What is your question?
If I have got a lot of foodstuffs, Sri Prabhupada, I wish to distribute, but I'm afraid it will go bad. How could I distribute very quickly? Very quickly I want to distribute it all. I've gotten a lot of foodstuffs. want to give it up. But I offer.
You don't find? You don't find men to distribute?
Sometimes I get crates of lettuce. Could I offer a whole crate at once and give a crate away to another Salvation Army so they can give it away?
That's all right. Somewhere or other it should be distributed. It should not be wasted. I didn't follow.
How do you feel about Rabindranath Tagore?
See, you want my right answer? The answer is that anyone who has no Krishna consciousness, he has no good qualification. Or he's a fool. In simple word. So we have to test whether one has got Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. If one has no God consciousness, then according to Bhagavad, harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Those who are not Krishna conscious, they cannot have any good qualification. Why? Manorathena asato dhavato bahi. Because they have no God consciousness, means they do not know what is God. Therefore, their consciousness is either on the bodily platform, or mental platform, or intellectual platform. God consciousness is on the spiritual platform. So, those who are on the bodily platform, they are trying to satisfy the senses. And those who are on the mental platform, they are writing poetries and philosophical speculation to satisfy the mind. Similarly, there is intellectual platform. But soul is above intellect. Indriyani pararahu indriyabha parammana manasastu paro buddhi buddhestu ja para sa evatam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that first of all you have got bodily concepts. I am this body. Generally people are in bodily concept of life, therefore body means the senses. They want to satisfy the senses. And then mental platform, they are satisfying the mind by philosophical speculation or some poetry. So Rabindranath Tagore, it belongs to the mental platform. So one has to transcend the bodily platform, mental platform, intellectual platform, and come to the simple spiritual platform, that is Kevalaya. Kevalaya means simply. Without any adulteration of bodily, mental and intellectual activities. That is pure devotional insight. So, Rabindranath Tagore belonged to the mental platform, a little bit higher than persons who are on the bodily platform. But perfection of life comes when one comes to the spiritual platform. That we are giving directly, Krishna, immediately. That is the difference between Rabindranath Tagore and our activities.